CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. After a delay caused by a dispute over aid to Gaza, Hamas has released a second batch of hostages. The BBC's Tom Bateman says among the Israelis are six women and seven children.
Well, we know that there are eight children and five women among the Israelis released. There are four Thai nationals. As for the Israelis, we know that there are four different families that have more than one member in this batch of captives to be released.
The 17 are now back in Israel. Israel has released 39 Palestinian detainees in exchange. Human Rights Watch says the number of Palestinians held in Israel has increased significantly since Israel's bombardment and invasion of Gaza began. Program director Sari Bashi.
One of the concerns is that the Israeli military is detaining these people in prisons in Israel, which is a violation of international humanitarian law for the occupying power to remove members of the occupied population outside the occupied territory.
Rain and snow have been falling from Arizona to Illinois and is headed east tomorrow, says National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell.
As we get into the overnight and into Sunday time frame, we're going to see the precipitation totals kind of lowering and weakening, but still some light snowfall possible as we move into Illinois, parts of the Midwest, and then the Great Lakes by the end of the weekend into early next week.
Parts of Kansas got snow today as the storm moved from the Rockies into the central and southern plains. Initial reports say Americans are already spending big this holiday season. CBS's Michael George says we spent more than $500 million in online sales alone on Thanksgiving Day.
Now listen to this. The National Retail Association is projecting nearly $1 trillion will be spent this season. Now, look, to be clear, inflation has something to do with that, but so does the enthusiasm of millions of shoppers.
A high-profile prisoner has been attacked.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, convicted of murdering George Floyd, is reportedly expected to survive despite being seriously injured after being stabbed by another inmate at a medium-security prison in Tucson. Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison has denounced the attack, saying Chauvin should be able to serve his more than 20-year sentence without fear of violence. Chauvin was transferred from a Minnesota state prison to the Tucson facility in August of 2022. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
Pope Francis canceled his morning audiences today because he has a mild case of the flu. The Pope underwent a CAT scan at a hospital in Rome and came back clear. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
You don't want to miss.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Jackie Ernst. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We'll be right back. comes to blues. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. Big people will get the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to be deceived. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may that never more. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. We'll be right back.
up and now hold on to me. Hope now take away the things I don't need. For a while, for a while, for I take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I am left.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Lying,
to tell you that you're not alone. I'd rather be by your side than realize that you're gone. I know you can't feel it right now in the midst of the dark, but if you hold on, I promise you better days are yet to come, dear. I know you've been aching, and I know, oh I know, the toll that it's taking.
In my grave before I'm gray, they say I'm wasting my life away, hoping tomorrow is better than today. And I build it up and tear it down, gravel and rocks and another go around. Man, I know I gotta let it go. I got the same old problems. With one foot in the grave, it's easy to see I can't be who you want me to be. Just waiting on the other shoe to fall. Hell, I confess, yes, it was me.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hey, this is Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Dark Horse, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm tearing it down. too long. This conversation is going nowhere. We can hang out here, but we can't hang out too long. This conversation, it's nowhere.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
accident.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday.
When I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above, I will rise above by grace.
I will rise above by grace.
Yeah.
Oh, by grace.
Yeah.
of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr. Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hamas has released Israeli